I expect to be here a while. You're going to need to be able to take it. I won't screw up, I promised. Chapter 9. I did not wait long after Tide and I took up quarters in one of the same buildings we had occupied during the siege. Reconstruction hadn't reached that part of town yet. Some of the old litter still lay around. At least they got rid of all the bones, I told Tide. He grunted, looked around like he expected to see ghosts. You be all right here? I asked. Yuang Bao do believe in ghosts and spirits and ancestors who follow you around, nagging if you haven't gotten them buried properly. A lot of Yuang Bao pilgrims passed over here without benefit of the appropriate ceremonies.
I must be. I must have everything ready when Doge comes.
That was a major speech for Tai Dei. Uncle Doge was a priest of some sort. Presumably, he would take this opportunity to complete what he hadn't had time to do 4 years ago. You go ahead. I have things to do. Far places to see. Pain to be given the slip, though I did not admit that directly even to myself. Tide started to put his few possessions aside. No, it's more of that secret company stuff that I'm expected to do alone. Tide grunted, almost pleased to have his time be his own. It always was his, but he wouldn't listen when I insisted he didn't owe me. If it weren't for me, he wouldn't have lost his sister and son. Arguing with Yuang Bao is like arguing with water buffalo. You can't get through, and after a while, the Yuang Bao loses interest in listening. Might as well save your energy. Wondered how long it would be, One Eye said when I tracked him down. He brought the wagon into our old part of town, but had not taken smoke out. He had it backed into a tight alleyway where, I presumed, the wagon would vanish inside camouflaging spells as soon as he dealt with his team. Unhitch them animals, kid, and get them over to the transient stable while I straighten up here. Arguing with One Eye gets to be a little like arguing with Yuang Bao. He goes completely deaf. He did so in this instance. He went about his business exactly as though I wasn't there. In the interest of efficiency, I took care of the animals. I believe I did a little grumbling about wishing Goblin was back. That little toad of a wizard Goblin is One Eye's best friend and worst enemy. He was so hard to find, I thought, at first, that I was having trouble getting Smoke to understand what I wanted to do. Then I tried going back to where I had seen him last, in the river delta on the edge of Yuang Bao country. My plan was to follow him forward in time to where he was now, and that worked just fine till Goblin's ship entered a fog bank and never came out again. Smoke couldn't find him. It took me a while to comprehend that Smoke might have been primed to shy away from what Goblin was doing. Maybe to keep One Eye from finding out and interfering. It would be just like the little shit to blow a whole operation because he didn't think before pulling some nasty practical joke on his friend. I did some experimenting. Sure enough, Smoke had been given some special instructions. The old man hadn't given up visiting him completely. Once I knew that, I had little difficulty getting past Croker's safeguards. I fear One Eye would have had little more trouble. I found Goblin standing on a sandy beach far down the uncharted coast of the Shindai Kus,